Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Brouwer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Lamott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walter Johnson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walter Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dewey Mativier. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dewey Mativier. And now, play ball. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Rice steals second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is hit by the pitch. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Senators. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Peckinpah. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gardner moves to third. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gardner scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Senators. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-1 in the game. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mativier fires to first and picks off Harris. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Dewey Mativier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mativier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Neill moves to third. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. O'Neill scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-1 in the game. McNulty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-1 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Pisanek and he is safe. Gardner steals second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pisanek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. Judge hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Neill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Dewey Mativier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mativier is 0 for 1 in the game. Mativier takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to third. Mativier moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Neill tags and scores. One out. It's Senators, 3, Indians, 3. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 2 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to third for the out. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brower takes first base on ball 4. Gosselin moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamott hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-2 in the game. Pisanek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sewell fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Wamsgans covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dewey Mativier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mativier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mativier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. 2 outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-3 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 3 in the game. McNulty bunts towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Brower settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin hits a line drive towards short. Wamsgans reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Brower hits a fly ball into center field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 3 in the game. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Lamotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamotte is 0 for 3 in the game. Lamotte hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Neill can't make a play. That's a base hit. Peckinpah moves to second. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pisanek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peckinpah scores. Lamotte moves to second. It's 4-3, Senators. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lamotte scores. Pisanek moves to third. It's 5-3, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Smokey Joe Wood. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Evans pinch runs for Tris Speaker. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to third. Joe Rabbit pinch runs for Stuffy McInnes. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. O'Neill strikes out. 1 out. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Dewey Mativier. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Rabbit moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin, who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. Rabbit scores. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.